Like in the living room. And there'd be, you know, Grandpa laid out by the piano.
That's how they did it.
One time there they were preparing the deceased. This woman had been married to the man for 33 years until he finally passed away suddenly of a stroke. She was completely overwrought. The undertaker was there. They were expecting the guests in 45 minutes. Or the mourners, I should say. The guy was in the box. And the undertaker was having a problem. His wig kept sliding off. His skull revealing his bald and stitched head. The undertaker said, well, I could put a hat on him. The wife said, no, I don't want a hat on him. Ridiculous. Have him lying in the box with a hat on? He wouldn't go anywhere without his toupee. We've got to affix the toupee to his skull. The undertaker said, well, do you have any glue? The woman says, glue. Geez, I don't know. And she goes through that drawer that everybody has in the kitchen with the twine in it and the paper clips and the scissors. And she's fumbling and rattling. Damn, I thought I had. I don't have any glue here. The undertaker says, I'm going to need some glue if I'm going to keep this toupee from sliding back in the middle of the preacher's eulogy. She said, well, let me see. Everybody's going to be here in 45 minutes. I think I can make it down to the convenience store and back before the guests get here. He said, okay. Get the super glue, like the Permabond. So she hops into the old Biscayne and fishtails out of the driveway. Gets down to the convenience store. Glue! I need glue for my dead husband! Go! She buys it and goes roaring on back. Looking at her watch. The guests will be here any time. She bursts through the door.
I got the glue.
Quick, hurry. The undertaker says, no, it's okay. I don't need it anymore. I found a tack.
It's Thursday, live in the studio with the Grease Man on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.